Shall we pray? Father, we bless you and thank you for the fullness of Christ Jesus being manifested in us through the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit, Father. We know that that fullness is of the substance, O God, that you mean to manifest into our being. That in this substance, O God, you mean to unveil us as a new creation in Christ Jesus. This substance, O God, expresses his fullness according to his person, according to his being, according to his nature, Father. This substance unveils in us as a confidence, Father. A confidence in who you are and in all that you are. A confidence that will enable us to rise, O God, to be all that you want us to be, Father. So you have a unique purpose in each one of our lives, Father. And we pray for that purpose to be defined into our being in the substance of the Master's fullness. And in order for that purpose, O God, to stand, O God, the test of time, we pray, O God, for the substance to be of his nature, Father, so that we will come before you, O God, manifested in the image and fullness of Jesus Christ, so as to do all things in the name of Jesus, because the name of Jesus is our guarantee, O God, of eternity, Father. The name of Jesus, O God, is the reality, O God, of our blessed position before you, Father. Because all that you have given us, it stands in the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we can receive and realize all things in the name of Jesus, all things that we receive, Father, will continue to grow forever and forever and forever. And that is an awesome promise, O God. That is an awesome reality, O God. And that reality, O God, will be realized in us in an enlightenment, Father, in a growing radiance, O God, of the Master's fullness. And we pray for that radiance of the Master's fullness to unveil us as light beings, morning stars, O God. Each one of us uniquely created in the frequencies of light that you have manifested into us, Father. So let the substance of the Master's fullness be released into us, Father. Let the witness and reality of that substance of his fullness unveil in us, O God, so that there will always be, O God, a living reality of him growing within us. That everything that you release to us in the Word, let it have a reality that will grow and grow. And let that reality become part and parcel of our being. Let that reality become something in which we can function in all of the time. In our conscious, our subconscious, and our unconscious. That we will truly rise to become sons of God. Anointed for a great and holy purpose. Anointed, O God, for an awesome destiny, Father. So we bless you for all that you have given us in Christ Jesus. And we pray that his fullness will be brought alive within us, Father, by the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit. Do unto us all that you wish, Father, all that is pleasing to you, Father. Do unto us all that you have given us in Christ Jesus. Do unto us all things, Father, by the Holy Spirit, so that we will be your workmanship, Father. Each one of us uniquely created in the image and fullness of Christ Jesus. And in this image and fullness, O God, we know we will live forever and we will grow forever. And that life that you have given us, Father, it will continue to blossom in us, Father, as a living tree of life, Father. And that tree of life, O God, will manifest, O God, with each one of us as a blessing, Father. So we look to you for all things and we pray that we will truly be your workmanship, Father. So create in us that clean heart. Create in us that pure heart. Create in us that heart of flesh. Create in us that heart, O God, that will manifest the substance of the Master's fullness. That we will truly unveil as a people who love you, Father, with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength. And in that reality, Father, we will come to look at each other in a different light. We will come to love each other as ourselves, Father. So we bless you for the fulfillment of the law and the prophets that you are manifesting into each one of our lives. We bless you for your creative work. We bless you for your persevering work. We bless you for the substance of the Master's fullness. In Jesus' name we thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. The last two tapes, module 4, tape 1, and module 4, tape 2, which was the tape yesterday, are probably the most important tapes that you need to understand so that you will be able to receive and realize all that is in this program. Because the rest of the program is just going to open up the substance of the Master's fullness. It is going to open the reality of it. It's going to open the substance of it so that you will understand how much has been given to you in Christ Jesus. And when you understand that, you can then minister in that reality to somebody else. Right? You can then minister in that reality to somebody else. But that reality has to be manifested in you in substance. If it's not of the substance of the Master's fullness, if it does not express the reality of Him alive in your heart, it is not going to help people. So you have to watch that witness of the Word that God is creating within you. I use the word creating. So you need to understand it is not of your merits, it is of the merits of the Lamb, it is of the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit, it is the will of the Father. The Father in whose heart the real you exists. And you have to discover who you really are from the Father's heart. And as you discover who you really are in the Father's heart, God creates you in that process. Right, so substance is very interesting, it is very enlightening, it is very powerful. All right, let's go to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. And this is the definitive verse for this reality of hypostasis, substance, right? You remember that? So I'm going to start by reading from the New King James Version, right? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Who, that is Jesus, being the brightness of His glory, the Father's glory, and the express image of His person, right? So Jesus Christ is the brightness of the Father's glory and the express image of His person. The word person we discovered yesterday is hypostasis, right? And it gives you an insight into what the meaning of substance is in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, right? Faith is the substance of hope. What does God want that substance to be? He wants that substance to be of the fullness of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ is of the radiance of the Father. Father's glory, right? He is the exact representation of His nature. He is the express image of His person, right? So you realize that through Jesus Christ, something of God is being manifested to us at a subordinate level, at a dependent level, at a derivative level, all right? If I read the New American Standard, it says that He, Jesus, is the radiance of the Father's glory, of His glory. And the exact representation of His nature, and the Greek word used there is hypostasis. If you read the New International Version, it says, right, that His being, right, hypostasis is used to describe His being. And so yesterday we made an important conclusion, right, that Jesus is to us the substance, right? The substance, right, that is meant to describe His fullness into us. The fullness that is in His being, the fullness that in His person, the fullness that is in nature. And that's why we can be saved, because something of the substance of Christ Jesus is being manifested in us. And when something of the substance of Jesus Christ is manifested in us, and when that substance unveils the reality that is contained in that substance, then you find that you have changed. Then you find that you have received and realized a reality in the substance of the Master's fullness. As you hear these tapes, you will begin to get into that. But you need to understand that all this is on a subordinate plane. It is on a dependent plane. It is on a derivative plane. Without Jesus, none of these realities exist. You also need to understand, right, that in the realm of darkness, these same realities exist in their fallen form. So you must be careful to have your focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. And yesterday we said that the key word to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ is the word hope. Right? You remember that? Hope. Hope is the word that manifests the right substance. Hope in the Lord Jesus Christ is the doorway to receiving of Jesus Christ, right? We read two verses on hope. 1 John chapter 3, verse 3, which said that if you set your hope on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are purified even as He is pure, or you are made perfect even as He is perfect. And then we read also a verse from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, that if you set your hope on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are anchored behind the veil. And you need to understand this, that once you have a hope that is manifested in you in conscious, subconscious, and unconscious terms, you can literally live behind the veil all the time, although you are walking in the world. And that's the key that you need to understand, that your soul can be anchored behind the veil at the speed of thought. And you must understand that in you, thought exists in conscious terms, subconscious terms, and unconscious terms. All right? So as we commit ourselves to the Holy Spirit, we realize that the principal ministry of the Holy Spirit is to manifest the substance of the Master's fullness into our conscious, our subconscious, and our unconscious. And the foundational reality that the Holy Spirit is wanting to create within us is this reality of hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. When you have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will always grow because the right substance will form in you. And that right substance will result in an evidence of a new creation in Christ Jesus. All right? Are you listening? Praise the Lord. Today I want to talk about glory. We have said that substance comes alive in us together with reality. That revelation knowledge is both substance and reality. Right? You remember the tablets of Moses? Right? The tablets were made out of stone. And there was a writing on the tablets. Now that stone represents the substance. And the writing represents the reality. Like we said, God doesn't write the way we do. Take the word love. God takes the word love and He brings that word alive inside of you. He brings it into you as a reality. And a reality that grows and grows and grows inside of you. It is like a flower blossoming. It's like a tree of life growing. We're just using pictures to try and describe that. And as the reality of love grows inside of you, you find that you are transformed in that reality. All right? And that reality of love will manifest in your conscious, it will manifest in your unconscious, it will manifest in your subconscious. And in that process, you unveil as a new creation. So revelation knowledge is a creative reality. Revelation knowledge has the intent of manifesting the right substance and the right reality within you. Are you listening? All right. So you find that the substantive reality in revelation knowledge is a radiance. And that radiance is the glory that God wants to manifest in you. That's the glory God wants to bring forth in you. All right? In the Old Testament, we find that men of God pursued the things of God because they had seen the glory of God. Moses saw it in a certain way. Abraham saw it in a certain way. Isaiah saw it in a certain way. Ezekiel saw it in a certain way. David saw it in a certain way. Solomon saw it in a certain way. Right? Daniel saw it in a certain way. But all of those ways in which they saw the glory of God were all bits and pieces. We are to see the glory of God in the fullness of Christ Jesus. And the fullness of Christ Jesus, right, is the radiance of the Father's glory. Let's listen to Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. And He is the radiance of His glory. Jesus is the radiance of the Father's glory. The exact representation of His nature. That's from the New American Standard. What does it tell you? That Jesus Christ is the radiance of the Father's glory. And so you see, when the substance of the fullness of Jesus Christ manifests inside of you, there's something of the glory of the risen Christ that is unveiled inside of you. It unveils to you in His nature. That's what this verse is saying. If we go to the New King James Version of this verse, it says that Jesus is the brightness of the Father's glory. So brightness, radiance of the Father's glory. And it says the express image of His person. And so you realize that the reality of the I am of God, His person, I am who I am is the name of God. The reality of His person becomes manifested inside your heart in the fullness of Jesus Christ. Are you listening? And so you see, the radiance of revelation knowledge is of the nature and glory of the living God. Are you really, Do you understand? And what is God doing? As He manifests the substantive reality of who He is and all that He is within you, He's enabling you to see Him. He's enabling you to know Him. He's also going to enable you to function in Him. And everything that is going to be opened inside of you is going to be in the name of Jesus. Can you see that? It is entirely conformed to the name of Jesus by the substance and the reality of the Master. There is one Lord who has saved us. Are you listening? Salvation comes to us in the name of Jesus. We want to see this in a very peculiar way, all right? Okay. I want to show you other verses that point to this, okay? Let's first turn to John chapter 17, verse 22. John chapter 17, verse 22. John chapter 17, verse 22. John chapter 17 is, in my view, the most important chapter in the entire scripture. The most important chapter in the entire scripture. And in my view, the Gospel of John is the most important book of the whole Bible. It is the heart of Jesus. It tells you who He really is. Who He really is. Verse 22. John chapter 17, verse 22. And the glory which Thou hast given Me, I have given to them, that they may be one, just as We are one. Amazing. Jesus is describing two realities of oneness. One within the Godhead and one amongst us. And the one amongst us is going to come forth in His glory. And that glory is going to be manifested within each one of us. And that glory is going to unite us. How? Because the substance of that glory is of the Master's fullness. Can you see that? And that's the only way we can be one body. That's the only way we can be one people. That's the only way we are going to get across the racial lines, the cultural lines, the whatever kind of lines that we have that divide us. And you need to understand that that is glory, the glory of the risen Christ. The glory that comes to us in a nature and in the reality of His person. Are you with me? Nature and person, both are very important realities. Nature enables you to be a different kind of person. Person enables you to come alive to Him in an intimacy, in a relationship. You realize that you have changed because of Him. That He went to the cross. He received the glory. And He has chosen to give that glory to each one of us. He's asking us to receive it so that we will unveil as morning stars in the image and fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you catch that? Now all of that reality that we are talking about has to be communicated to you through the Word. The Word that comes to you as revelation knowledge. Why the Word that comes to you as revelation knowledge? Because it has to be perfectly designed. It cannot be of the will and emotions of man. It cannot be of the desires of man. It has to be entirely of the will of the Father. It has to be a work that is brought into us by the Holy Spirit. It has to be the perfect work of God. That's why when you go back to the two tablets that Moses gave, what Moses received, God says very clearly, this is My work. This is My workmanship. This is My creative work. And you really understand that in grace, God has given us everything that is of the fullness of Jesus Christ. Are you listening? Of His fullness, we have all received. John 1:16. Grace upon grace. So there's no question of you not being up to the mark to receive all this. That all that we are talking about in this understanding of revelation knowledge is open to every born-again Christian. And you need to understand that it's open to you through the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit. Because nobody else can open this realm to you. And for this reality to manifest, the Holy Spirit must indwell you. And for the Holy Spirit to indwell you all the time, you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. You need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Now that baptism of the Holy Spirit comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. So four times in the Gospel, John the Baptist declares. It's repeated four times in the Gospels. Very few things are repeated four times in the Gospel. Four times it is repeated that you must be baptized in the Holy Spirit. that Jesus comes not to baptize in water. Jesus comes to baptize in the Holy Spirit, and Jesus comes to baptize with the Holy Spirit. Are you listening? Amen. And in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you are equipped with tongues so that you can enter into the mysteries of all that we are talking about. Because all that we are talking about is not of the realm of the human intellect. It is of the realm of the mysteries of God. It is of the realm of the mystery of Christ. And you can only enter this realm of the mystery and unveil the substance of what we are talking about. Unveil the realities in that substance as you pray in tongues. Because it is beyond your intellect. And you need to carefully understand this and realize that this is all the work of God. That this, when you pray in tongues, you enter into a subordinate reality. That means you're always subject to the Holy Spirit. That when you pray in tongues, you're not using your spirit man to get something. You are functioning with the Holy Spirit leading you so that you will receive the word that God wants to manifest inside of you. If you keep trying to use your spirit man, you will begin to enter into the realms of the occult. I will repeat that. If you just train yourself to use your spirit man to get what you want, you are going to end up in the occult realm. The occult realm that Satan himself unveiled. Because he developed things for himself. So you need to understand that when we move by the Holy Spirit, we are always led by the Holy Spirit. We don't lead the Holy Spirit. So what we are talking about, the substantive reality that comes to us in revelation knowledge, is a reality in which we are entirely 100% subject to the living God. If we are not subject to the living God, then one day we will enter the realms of blasphemy too. It will just come automatically. So you need to understand that the all supremacy of Jesus Christ in your heart, that the Holy Spirit is God, he cannot be manipulated. Hello. That's why in the substance of the fullness of Jesus Christ, one of the realities is the nature of Jesus Christ. Hello. The nature of Jesus Christ. Now, what is the nature and witness of the Lord Jesus Christ? Let's turn to John chapter 5, verse 19. John chapter 5, verse 19. Jesus therefore answered and was saying to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does in like manner." In like manner. Why? Because the substance is the same. Are you with me? For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself is doing. And greater works than these will he show him, that you may marvel. Jesus came to define this reality. He came as the Son of Man, and he came to define this reality of total subjection to God. Jesus is telling us something that is so very important to all of us. He's saying, I can do nothing of myself except that which I see my Father doing. And the reason why I want this reality is because I can do things in like manner with the Father. And then he says, the Father loves me. And because the Father loves me, he will show me all things. Are you listening? That's why Jesus said, in my name you can receive all things. Anything you ask in my name, it will be given to you. Anything you ask in my name, it will be done for you. You need to understand that in order for that reality to manifest in your life and my life, the substance must be of the Lord Jesus Christ. The reality must be consistent with his nature, with who he is in his person, and who he is in his being. Are you listening, brethren? So becoming a servant of God is not a shortcut thing. It is not learning something with your intellect and going out and producing something entirely of yourself. It is waiting for the Lord to create that heart. It is waiting for the Lord to create that witness within you. And then go out and do all things subject to the Lord. Are you with me? Do you realize that Jesus only did what the Father told him to do? Although he had the power to heal anything, anybody, and at any time, he didn't do it. He only did according to what the Father told him. Are you with me? You see that particularly in his temptation. He was hungry after 40 days without food and water. He was hungry and Satan came and said, "Why don't you use your power to create bread out of this stone?" And Jesus said, "I will not do that." Are you listening? Then the devil said, "Why don't you jump out, jump off this temple or whatever building he was on top of?" He said, "He will send his angels to bear you up." And Jesus said, "I will not do that because it's a misuse of the word of God." What is he saying? We cannot use the things of God to just bless ourselves, to meet our own needs. Hello. What is he telling us fundamentally? That whatever you receive from God, God has to bring it forth in your life, in his way, in his timing. That you are not to use what he gives you to pander to your own whims and your own fancies. Are you listening? In John chapter 5 verse 30, Jesus says, "I can do nothing on my own initiative." Why is he saying words like this? Because it is man's nature to go ahead and run with our own intentions. We see a need and we say, "Okay, let me go and do something. After all, I can't be doing anything wrong if I'm preaching the gospel." Superficially, it sounds like that. But if you understand this word substance and reality, you understand that if you don't manifest the substance and reality of Christ Jesus, right, you're not going to really bring change in that person's life. Hello. There is no doubt that God has used us in spite of all that. That doesn't make it right. God wants the substance and the reality of what comes forth from our mouth to be of the fullness of Jesus Christ. That's the only way in which you can lift up the name of Jesus. Because if the substance and reality of him is manifested from your witness, it means that he has become your Lord in that measure of the witness that you have realized. Are you listening? All right. So this is the glory that God wants to manifest. That the world must see Jesus Christ as the Savior. That the church will be entirely consumed with this reality of manifesting the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ and nothing else. Nothing else. Because nothing else is going to save the human race. Because we need a new creation. Hello. We need an entirely new creation. And that new creation can only come in the substance and the reality of Christ Jesus. Are you listening? Amen. And this is the glory of God's grace. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. This is an awesome prayer. We're going to read from verse 3 to verse 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. How? In Christ. All right? Just as he chose us. How? In Christ. In him. Before the foundations of the world. What does that mean? That in Christ Jesus, all the foundations of the world in eternity were all laid. All right? Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him, God. In love, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself. How did he do it? By substance. By substance. By unfolding the substance and the reality of the fullness of Christ Jesus into you and me. And we have been brought into an adoption as sons of the living God. He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will. We need to understand that this is the will of God. And the will of God is absolute. Are you listening? You see, everything in the will of God comes to us in Christ Jesus. Yes, there are awesome blessings that God is talking about in this passage. But everything in those blessings is based on Christ Jesus. Are you listening? So why is he doing all this? Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on whom? On us. How? In the Beloved. The glory of his grace is freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. Who is the Beloved? The Lord Jesus Christ. So the substance and the reality of Christ Jesus is meant to unveil him as the Beloved. And when Jesus Christ unveils as the Beloved within us, we have opened the glory of God's grace. Hello? Yesterday we defined an important verse. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. You remember that? Let's turn to that just to read it. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 14. And the grace of our Lord was more than abundant with the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. What is faith? Substance. Substance of what? The substance of the hope of Jesus Christ for each one of us. Correct? Because we are talking about the faith and love of the Lord Jesus Christ here. And he's saying, grace is manifested in the faith and love of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the glory of God's grace is given to us in the faith and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. The faith that is based on the hope for us that the Lord Jesus has. The substance of that hope. And the substance of that hope is grace. And the substance of that hope is to manifest inside of us. What is love? Love is the proof that the faith is a true faith. Love is the radiance of the substance of Jesus Christ's faith. So the glory of his grace, the glory of the Father's grace is manifested to us in the substance of the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the radiance of his love. Are you listening, brother? Now, in that reality, Jesus becomes to us the Beloved. Are you listening? We are actually 100% entirely saved by him. Saved in his faith, saved in his love. Are you listening? There's nothing to boast about, no matter how big your ministry becomes. No matter how many people tell you how wonderful you sound. No matter how many people come to hear you speak or hear you manifest the anointings and giftings that God has given you, the glory is entirely of the fullness of Jesus Christ. Are you with me? We need to understand that and know that very clearly and very definitively in our hearts. So the glory that God wants to bring into us is the glory that he has invested in the Son's fullness. The glory that is defined in Revelation chapter 22 verse 16 as the bright morning star. Are you listening? And the only way that the fullness of the bright morning star is going to come alive inside of us is as Jesus Christ becomes the Beloved of our heart. So you need to continually check yourself as you grow in your ministry, as you see more and more of the Lord Jesus manifest in you as you live, that you're actually falling in love with him, that you're actually doing something for his glory. You're actually lifting up the name of Jesus and you're enjoying it. You're enjoying it because he is the Beloved of your heart. And you want to do this because he is the focus of your heart. Are you listening, brother? It is very crucial that you understand that. So this reality of the Beloved is called the root of David. David means the well-beloved. Are you with me? And every root in your Christian faith has to be manifested in the root of David. And as the root of David unveils within us, we become the offspring of David, a new creation in Christ Jesus. An offspring of David, that means the offspring of the love of Jesus, received and realized that each one of us is an offspring of His love, that the love that He expressed for us on the cross has become part and parcel of our being. It has become part and parcel of our being. And then you find that there is something called the key of David opened into our hearts. Now that key of David defines the level at which you're going to minister in the name of Jesus. The key of David opens the heights to us. And there are different levels at which the key of David manifests. So the key to ascending into the mount of the Lord is to come to love Jesus Christ. The key to position in the kingdom of God is the fact that you love the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not anointings. It is not anointings. It is the fact that you love the Master. That the Master is the be-all and end-all of your heart. That the substance of your heart is of the fullness of the Master's faith and His love for you. You have received it, you have realized it, and you have, as a result of that, fallen in love with the Master. When you fall in love with the Master, the glory manifests. The glory manifests. The glory that will enable you to see the Father in the radiance of the Son. Are you listening? Now, once you receive and realize the radiance of the Son in your heart, you will be able to do all things at that level in which you are able to see Him. The words you speak will manifest that reality. The worship that you unfold will manifest that reality. The prayer that you proclaim before God will also manifest that reality. The counsels of your word that you speak into others' lives will also manifest that reality. It will come just as a natural cause of growing in God. Hello, all this is a rest. All this is a rest. Are you listening? All this is a rest in God. It is not based on human effort. It is based on the realization of the work of the Holy Spirit. It is based on the realization of the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit. It's very important for us to know and understand that. It is the Holy Spirit who unveils the radiance of the glory of Christ Jesus. That's why in John 16 verse 14 He said, He will glorify Me. That's what Jesus said. He, the Holy Spirit, will glorify Me. He, the Holy Spirit, will glorify Me. And that's what is missing in so much of the charismatic church. That if we are really functioning by the Spirit, then in our hearts will be a conviction that we are glorifying Jesus Christ. In our hearts there will be a passion to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. If we are really being led by the Holy Spirit, then that passion will be alive in us. It will be a growing reality of the consuming fire of the glory of Christ Jesus within us. Are you listening? It is so very important that we understand this. Praise the Lord. There's so much for us to receive, brethren. That's why the prophetic word inside of you, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, that the prophetic word within you is meant to unveil from your heart as a morning star. From your heart as a morning star. Understand that this is the word that God has performed inside of you. This is the flow of Scripture that has come alive in your heart. This is the flow of Scripture that enables you to shine with the glory of the risen Christ. And with the glory of the risen Christ, in that light, you can see God at that level. You will know God at that level. Are you with me? That's why when Moses asked to see the face of God, God said, "You cannot see My face." And so what did He say? He then described His nature. Exodus chapter 34 verse 6. Right? What did he say to Moses? This is the basis of my glory. I am compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, truth, and forgiveness. Judging all forms of darkness, but nonetheless, my glory is based on the fact that I am forgiving, that I am full of love, and I am the truth, says the Lord. Now, all of those attributes you find on the cross. There are two sides to the cross. One side is salvation, the other side is also the basis of judgment. Right? Because one day God is going to ask every man, woman, and child, why did you reject my salvation? Tell me why you rejected it. What did you find there that was not good? What did you find there that is not truth? Why did you choose a serpent over that reality of me? Why did you choose a dragon over that reality of me? Why did you choose some obscure, half-baked God-man over that reality? And every man, woman, and child is going to answer that question. And believe me, it won't be funny when it's there. So you need to understand there are two sides to the cross. One side is full of the compassion of God. He is prepared to forgive you. Whatever you have done, He will forgive if you are willing to receive what He has given you on the cross. And the other side is the judgment. And if you reject Him, then He will also ask you that question. Why did you do that? Tell me. Reason with me. As to how honestly and how with such integrity, how did you refuse the cross of Jesus Christ? You know, a lot of people tell us, well, I'm doing this, I'm a good person, I pray so many times, I do this and I do that. So Jesus, this is what the Lord will ask. So tell me how your goodness caused you to reject the cross. Are you listening? But there's something there that you need to understand, that the glory of God is based on that nature. The root of God's glory is based on His nature. And the nature of Jesus Christ is the basis on which salvation exists for us. And that's why the substance of the Master's fullness comes to us in His nature. Are you listening? And that nature transforms us and changes us, makes us desire things that we don't have a desire for. Makes us overcome fears, right, that cripple us and stop us becoming the instruments of God that God wants us to be. The nature that will enable us to overcome that pride and arrogance that all of us have. That stubbornness, that self-righteous streak. Are you listening? That nature that heals and sets us free from lust and greed and anger and bitterness and unforgiveness. See, God doesn't heal the soul magically. God heals the soul with His own nature. And His own nature is manifested to us on the cross. In the nature of God unveiled through Jesus Christ, God says, I forgive you. God says, I have manifested a faith and a love that will persevere with you and set you free from every darkness of the soul. Are you willing to listen to me and receive the substance and reality of my witness? You see, the cross is the ultimate testimony of Jesus. And the ultimate testimony of Jesus is the ultimate testimony of God's heart. And that ultimate testimony is meant to be revealed in us in a substantive reality. And that substantive reality transforms us, changes us, sets us free. That substantive reality enables us to become all that God wants us to be in the fullness of Jesus Christ, given to us by sacrifice. Are you listening, brethren? So revelation knowledge is not head knowledge. Revelation knowledge is of the fullness of Jesus Christ. That's why Paul says, ask the Father of glory to give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the true, full, and perfected knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that the eyes of your heart will be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of His calling. So that you will receive the riches of the inheritance that you have in the saints. You see, those riches of the inheritance that you have in the saints is of the substance and fullness of the Master. It is not just hocus pocus. It is very carefully crafted and defined. Let's read that verse again. John 17, verse 22. And the glory which thou hast given me, I have given to them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be perfected in unity. How is it going to happen? I in them. How is I in them going to manifest? It is going to manifest as a substantive reality. The substantive reality of the fullness of Christ Jesus. It's going to reveal Christ in us. I in them. What are the last three words he mentioned in this prayer? John chapter 17 verse 26. He says, and I in them. Did you see that? And I in them. So how is I in them going to come forth? In a substantive reality that is of the Master's fullness. Do you realize that you and I are chosen because God has ordained that we receive the fullness of Jesus Christ? The question always, brethren, is, do you want it? Do you want it? When you pray in tongues, what are you praying for? For an idea, for a concept, for an anointing, or are you praying for the fullness of Jesus Christ to come forth through the word that you are praying for? Because without his fullness, the word does not have its true meaning. That's why Jesus said, I am the truth. That's why Jesus said, I am the way. If you're going to find the way to the Father's heart, it's going to come through all that I am. It is going to come through who I am. It is going to come in the substance and the reality of my fullness. And the substance and reality of my fullness is going to define the channels of communication between you and God your Father. And those channels of communication will be the truth, because they will be entirely of my substance and of my reality. Hello? You listening? And the substance and reality of the channels of communication will be light, brethren. Just as we use light to communicate. Maybe we haven't discovered that. I don't know. Whatever it is. I think fiber optics has got something to do with that. Anyway. But how God wants us to communicate is at the speed of light. Are you with me? And light is manifested to us in thought form. Right? We can communicate in light through thought. And the communication channels are of the substance and reality of Christ Jesus alive in us. Are you listening, brethren? So ultimately, what God has planned for your life and my life is far more sophisticated than the biggest supercomputers that you have in the world system today. We talk of knowledge workers. The real knowledge worker is the one who can stand before God and ask and it will be given. Seek and it will be done. Seek and he will find. A knock, it will be opened to him. And it will be done for him in the power of God. Are you listening? That's what you are called to receive and realize. That's what God is talking about when he says that he will teach you. This is what God talks about, you being predestined to be sons of the living God. You being predestined so as to be blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Are you with me? All this is a spiritual reality. It is not based on what you can do. So if you're listening to this message based on what you can do, then you will do nothing of this. Because all of what we are talking about is absolutely impossible for any human being. It can only be manifested as the supernatural work of God. This is the creation of the Father. Let's read that. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Behold, you need to behold it. That's why John the Baptist looked at Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. Because of his fullness you have all received. Behold the Lamb of God." And you have to behold the Lamb of God with your heart. And you can only do that with a heart of flesh. And that flesh is of the substance of the Master's fullness. Are you listening? Therefore, if any man is in Christ, I hope any man means any and all of us. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Behold, new things have come. Everything that God is going to do with you is going to be brand new. It is not of your reality. It is not of what you know. It's about something that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, that which has not entered the heart of man, all that God has for those who love him. Amen. That's why in the Beloved we are blessed with every spiritual blessing. In the Beloved is the glory of God's grace. Are you listening? All right. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We will go over these verses over and over and over again in different styles. Because there is so much in these verses that is far beyond our intellectual capacity to understand. All right. Let's look at chapter 2, verse 10 of Ephesians. For we are whose workmanship? God's workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus. You see, God doesn't simply create you and me. He creates us in Christ Jesus. Step out of Christ Jesus and this creative work does not exist. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Ultimately, the substance and reality of Christ Jesus has to be manifested in a living ministry, in a growing ministry. Hello. Ministry should be continually growing. All right? Because groweth in Christ Jesus is not a static reality. It is a dynamic reality. It is life, and life grows. Are you listening? All right, we're talking about the glory that God wants to manifest. How is this glory that Moses could not see manifested to us? Let's look at Corinthians chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. For God who said, "Light shall shine out of darkness," is the one who has shone where? In our hearts. Now why is God shining his light in our hearts? In order to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. Now the face of Christ Jesus is a word construct. It is a word construct. It is manifested in revelation knowledge. It is not a picture. The glory of God is manifested in a word construct of his fullness, a substantive reality of his fullness that represents the face of Christ Jesus that you actually see. And what you see of Christ Jesus is the glory of God. And your heart is designed to know that reality. Are you listening? So light from God has shone in our hearts. And there's a purpose to that light being shone in our hearts. And that purpose is to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. Verse 7. This is called a treasure. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing greatness of the power to bring all this forth, that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not of ourselves. So that's why you have to understand this is God's purpose with you. This is God's creative work in your life. This is not about what you can do. This is about what God can do with you. This is about what God can do through you. This is about what God can bring forth from you. This is about what God can bring into your life in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. This is all about the creative work of the living God. The question, brethren, is do you want it? If you want it, then you need to pay focus to hearing what God says. Because all of this comes out of revelation knowledge. Let's go back to our verse. Mark chapter 4, verse 22. Mark chapter 4, verse 22. Jesus tells us that there is nothing hidden that will not be brought to light. Right? There is nothing hidden that will not be brought to light. Mark chapter 4, verse 22. For nothing is hidden except to be revealed. Nor has anything been secret, but that it should come to light. If any man has ears to hear, let him hear. What is he saying? You must hear. And he was saying to them, take care what you listen to. By your standard of measure, it shall be measured to you, and more shall be given you besides. That's one of the reasons why we are talking in very spectacular terms. So that you will look upwards and not look at what is around you. That you will look up with your spiritual eyes, that you will open your spiritual ears to hear what the witness of God is, so that you will receive all that God has for you. Hello. There is going to be a battle you will have to fight. The reality of the world system versus the realities of the kingdom of God. And you have to decide to choose which do you want to hear. Are you listening? And that's why Jesus is saying here, take care what you listen to. By your standard of measure it shall be measured to you, and more shall be given you besides. For whoever has, to him shall more be given. And whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him. Serious words. So take care how you listen. Don't be stumbled by your inabilities. Oh, I don't have this kind. Nothing that we are talking about, you have or I have. Hello. Are you listening? Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11, verse 11. Nothing of what we are speaking of, you have or I have. All right? Matthew chapter 11, verse 11. Jesus makes a distinction between the law and the fulfillment of the law. Under the law, he points to John. And he says, John is the best. But then he points to the fulfillment of the law. He looks and says, but the kingdom of heaven is a different reality. The kingdom of heaven is based on the fulfillment of the law. The kingdom of heaven is built in the substance and the reality of my fullness. And so he says, truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Are you listening? So this is what God is asking you to take hold of. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. When you look at the cross, you're not looking at a lonely person hanging on a tree. You're looking at the radiance of God's glory. That's why God deserves to be God. That's why you need such a God. That's why your entire being must be manifested in the substance of His fullness. Are you listening, brethren? Shall we pray? Father, we thank you that the cross of Jesus Christ is a manifestation and expression of the substance of His fullness, given to each and every one of us to receive, to realize, and to develop in our beings and in our lives, now and forevermore. In the substance and reality of the Master, will be unveiled in us as a new creation. The substance and reality of His fullness will become part and parcel of our spirits, our souls, yea, even our bodies, Father. So we ask You to manifest His fullness to our hearts and our minds. We pray that our thoughts, our words, and our deeds will come forth in His fullness. We pray that our intents, our attitudes, our desires, our imaginations will come out of His fullness. We pray that our objects and our purposes will be defined in His fullness. We pray that our will and our emotions will be transformed in the radiance of His glory. We pray our character, our nature, and our personalities will be recreated, Father, in the Master's fullness, will be renewed and regenerated so that we will unveil in the character and nature of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we will receive and realize His fullness in our personalities, so that our personalities will be transformed, Father. And we pray that all that You manifest in us of the fullness of Jesus Christ, let it impact, O God, our conscious, our subconscious, and our unconscious, so that we will be transformed in the entirety of our being, in spirit, soul, and body, in heart, and in mind. So we ask You to create us in Christ Jesus, Father. We ask You to conform us to Christ. We ask You, Lord, to unveil us as a people able to function by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, so that all that we ask, all that we do, Father, will be unveiled in the power of the cross. So release into us that resurrection power that will enable us to receive and realize all of His fullness. And let the new creation come forth, Father. Let that new creation in Christ Jesus, Your workmanship, let it unfold in each one of us. Let us go after it, Father. Let there be a stirring within us, O God, by the Holy Spirit. And through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, enable us to receive and realize, through that painstaking ministry of the Holy Spirit, enable us to receive and realize all that Jesus is mediating and praying for in our lives. We ask this, Father, in the precious and wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.